The other thing I want to introduce you to, and then we'll review it tomorrow and go into the nonlinear stuff. We just talked about coding categorical variables. I also want to talk about mean centering quantitative variables. So let's do a real nice, simple multiple regression. Here we've got some descriptive information. So here we have depression, stress, and total social support. We got 105 of each. Here's some means and some standard deviations. If we look at the regression predicting depression from stress, we account for about 24% of the variance, which is statistically significant. We get the constant tells us what's the expected expected depression when stress equals zero, and that's 3.731. And for each time that stress goes up by one, depression is expected to go up by 0.428. Okay? Here's another one. Let's predict depression from total social support. We get about 14% of the variance, which is also significant. With zero social support, we expect the depression score to be 18. Every time your social support goes up by one, your depression goes down by 2.044. How are we doing? Regular, good old, no bullshit, simple regression weights. Well, here's our problem. The constant tells us the expected value of depression if social support equals zero. But if you notice, back here on the descriptives, while stress goes from 0 to 39, social support goes from 1 to 7. There's nobody that has a social support of 0. So that constant doesn't tell us about anybody that we care about. There isn't anybody 0. And the constant for stress tells us about what's going on for the lowest possible value of stress. Why would we give a shit? Okay? So variables in their original raw form often are telling us information that we can't use. That regression constant ought to be useful information. If we put the two predictors together into a model, now we're going to predict depression from stress and social support. So we get up to about 32% of the variance, which is statistically significant. Let's review each of these regression terms. The constant, the expected value of depression if stress and social support both equal zero. The problem is, there isn't anybody that has a zero on both of those, because there isn't anybody that has a zero on social support. If you want to think about it this way, I'm spending part of my model on a value that tells me nothing. Every time stress goes up by one, depression is expected to go up by 0.38 after controlling for social support, because it's multiple regression now. Everything's controlled for everything else. And when social support goes up by 1, depression is expected to go down by 1.6 after controlling for stress. This has to become not numbers, but a description of behavior. Start out with everybody has a 0. If you had no social support and you had no stress, what would your depression be? 13. What if you had 3 more social supports and five more stresses? Well, you take this times 3 plus that times 5. That's what your change is. You have this wonderful description of behavior. The problem is it starts somewhere that there isn't anybody. And that's what I refer to as the problem. We got regression terms that we cannot interpret that do not give us any useful information. So, time to learn about recentering. Recentering, sometimes called centering a quantitative variable, is simply creating an additive linear transformation of the original variable. This means we add or subtract a constant from the variable value of each case. The result is the mean of the variables adjusted. The standard deviation, skewness, and kurtosis are unchanged. Perhaps the most common form of recentering is mean centering. Mean centering is accomplished by subtracting the mean of the variable from each case's variable score, transforming the variable mean to zero. Couple of things. Depending upon the scale of the variable, you may need to meet considerable precision in the mean value used. Sometimes you need 4 or 5 decimals. Depends on how much variability there is. Sometimes you can get away with whole numbers. Sometimes you've got to carry 4 or 5 decimals. Also, you might want to have multiple versions, and so you want to be careful how you name things. Okay. So, now we're going to mean center stress by taking the average from each person's stress value. We're going to mean center social support by subtracting the mean from everybody's social support. And those are the variables that we're going to put into our model. Now notice, stress had a mean of 8.7. Stress mean centered has a mean of 0. Same standard deviation, skewness, and kurtosis. Social support had a mean of 5.6. Mean centered social support has a mean of 0. Okay, just showing you it worked. I also recommend that you pull this out and look at it because you know how we all type sometimes, especially when it's late at night. And when these suckers aren't zero, don't go on. Something awful will happen. So now we're going to stick these variables into a multiple regression. Depression, mean-centered stress, mean-centered social support. Same F, same R-square. We haven't changed the data. Linear transformations don't change correlations. All that we've done is we've set things up so that we now have So now we've got mean-centered variables. Now, here's the original. Here's the original. When we didn't center things, it said, well, for people that don't exist, that have no stress and no social support, here's the average. A value that we can't care about because there isn't anybody in our sample or our population that has that value. Now it's telling us if they have a zero for both stress and social support, or in other words, somebody with the mean amount of stress and the mean amount of social support is depressed at 7.45. That's meaningful. How depressed is your group on average? 7.45. How are we doing? Okay, and that's what we want. In a simple model like this, it's not a huge deal. When we get into big and nasty, that is the centerpiece of the model. Where are you when everything equals zero? Every regression way talks about how things move away from that point. How do heights change? How do slopes change? How do curves change from that point on the graph? That really needs to be a meaningful, descriptive number for us. Now it is. What's the amount of depression for people who have the average stress and the average social support? 7.45. Notice that these regression weights don't change because it's still what happens for a one-unit change. The only thing that changed was a constant from a meaningless value to a meaningful value. You hardly notice in a model this simple, but when it gets ugly, you'll notice. Custom centering. Custom centering is, what if you said to yourself, I would like to know what's the depression for people who have a stress of 6 and a social support of 7. Now, there's a bunch of different ways of doing that. You can take your regression model and you can plug those in, or you can custom center. I'm going to build myself a variable that's stress centered at 6 by taking 6 away from stress. I'm going to build my going to build me a variable that's social support centered at 7 by taking 7 away from social support. And I'm going to stick them into the regression model. Same model, same fit, same regression weights for each of these. It doesn't matter how we modify them. Their regression weights stay the same. But now this constant tells us what's the expected depression for somebody with a stress of 6 and a social support of 7. It's 4.22. What happens if they lose a social support? Well, if we take 1 away from this, then we expect their depression to go up by 1.6. You can have your starting point for your model and your graph anywhere you want it. And this is going to become really important when we start taking these models apart, because you're going to want to be able to direct that graph, that plot of the model. And so this allows you to say what's going on at a specified set of values and how do things change away from that.